Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford. Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you. Comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, Georgia. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Hello, Medford. It's just Sarah today out of the Granola Girls, but also with a special guest from Shoulder Bop. It's Gabe.
Yeah, what's up?
This is the Granola Girl plus Gabe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Unfortunately, Georgia is sick today.
Bestie.
Sad. Georgia has the titular coronavirus, which is unfortunate because 2 weeks ago, I had that too. So they're just copying me, honestly.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing for them.
A little bit.
But whatever. So this one goes out to them. Just, you know, chose a mix of songs that remind me of them or that we've talked about. Songs about friendship and illness. You know, Gabe, do you have any commentary so far on what we've played so far?
Honestly, I like walked into the studio a little late and I heard the last song playing and I was like, perfect, beautiful. I giggled out loud.
Yeah.
You know, it was
mm-hmm.
it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Really hope you enjoyed it, Georgia Bestie.
Georgia Bestie.
Yeah. Also, I would like to, you know, if possible, name this episode specifically, you know, Granola Bop or Shoulder
yes.
Girls. Maybe, you know,
right.
call in just to let us know.
Right, which, right. Give us your opinion.
Which you like
sound
better.
Off in
yeah.
the comments.
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking, this is the first of, you know, hopefully many collabs, many in the next, 3 weeks that we have.
Right.
Yes, Shoulder Bop or Granola. Nope. Girls. Cool. you know when you say something and then you're like,
right,
no,
right.
that
close,
was wrong.
But
thanks. Yeah, what Gabe said,
yeah.
pretty much. I'll stop talking, actually. Gabe can just do this show. I don't need to be here. Anyway, yeah, this one's for Georgia. All of these songs are for Georgia. And we'll get into them. If any listeners have any questions, comments, concerns, let us know. Maybe I'll actually be able to answer the phone this time, but probably not. So I guess we'll see.
You know, I'm here.
Yeah,
I can,
so Gabe
know.
Can do.
So obviously, I've never done it before, actually, so.
Okay, well, same. So, you know, we're even.
Right.
Okay, So we're just going to get into it.
Oh, yeah, let's get
Please
into it.
Please enjoy.
Good morning, my darling. I'm telling you this to let you know that I'm sorry you're sick. Though tears of sorrow won't do you no good, I'd be your doctor if only I could. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. I'd swim the ocean or the deepest canal to get to you, darling, just to make you well. There's no place on earth I would hasten to go to cool the fever, this I want you to know. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. If only the doctor would hurry and show. There's quite a few places I know we could go. I was okay, but these words from you stating you sick made me sick too. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. Promise me, darling, that you won't die. I'll get all the medicine money can buy. Stick with me, baby, hold on and fight. Take a good rest, I won't prolong the flight. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more.
That you were dead. A morbid streak runs through the whole of my family, but for you I could put it to rest. But if you leave, I just don't think it could take it.
Find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you. The end. This is a promise with a catch. Only if you're looking can it find you. This true love is searching too. How can it recognize you unless you step out into the light, the light? Don't be sad, I know you will. But don't give up until true love will find you in the end.
Dimes will buy a crust of garlic bread. What's it? rubbing up against the edges of experience. What's it gonna take?
Wow, what a great song.
What's it gonna take?
You know, I've been wondering lately, what's it gonna take?
Literally, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ask myself that every day. So, you know, I played that song because it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And because me and Gabe wanted to debrief the Big Thief concert.
Yes.
Which, unfortunately, Georgia was not able to join. But hopefully that song gave them a sense of, you know, what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe, how was the concert for you?
The concert was perfect.
It was, like, I would not change a single thing about it. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I would maybe change. There's something. There's maybe one thing, but not about the concert. It's, like, the band.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, these TikTok influencers,
these
man,
TikTok
are everywhere.
Influencers, they really are. And when I was listening to Shoulder Bop, I noticed you guys, you know, gave a little shout out.
Whoa, it was one of us. I did not, that was not in the script.
But if, you know, it's your show, so like technically you have to take ownership over
okay,
that.
Okay,
Gabe.
Okay, I do,
so
I will.
That was really disappointing.
Thank you for calling me in.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime. So I just thought that was interesting that, like, I didn't get a shout out, but he did, like, this TikTok influencer man. But whatever. So he was there. If anyone else took a photo with Gucci Pineapple, please send it my way because I need to see it. I felt so crazy seeing him there. If there are any Gucci fans, pineapple heads,
right.
You know, let us know.
One of his friends was there too, that other influencer dude.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Right.
The tall guitar.
Right, whatever. Berkeley kids.
Yeah. All these Berkeley kids, I know. Well, go away.
Right.
Go back.
Like, go make music. Don't, like, go
don't
to his concert.
Don't listen to music. Don't you have a song due tomorrow?
Right.
Like, go work on it.
Right.
So I felt crazy seeing him. But yeah, the show itself. What was your, like, favorite song that they played? If you have one.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I wish I had a different answer than I do, but. Well, should I give, like, the story? Should I give, like, a little bit of that? So there's a lot to the concert. Like, so much stuff happened, so much. But basically, me and Sarah and some of our other friends that are with us went back in, like, beginning of September, basically. Or end of September? Yeah, end of September.
When we saw them.
Right.
Yeah.
In the fall, like, in Western Mass. Right, beginning of October.
Yeah, fall, whatever.
Whatever. And it was a wonderful show. It was, like, this awesome venue that was outside in Northampton.
Yeah.
And they didn't do, like, an encore that time, which, like, you know, we were sad about, but we respected.
Sure, fine.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this time, you know, they got through their set and, you know, it was amazing. It was incredible. But they hadn't played Fun Infinity, which is, like,
right.
Just, like, I don't know. I've been obsessed with it. I know some of our other friends have been obsessed with it. For you just heard it. You should understand why.
Right. You get it. If you get it, you get it.
Right.
If you don't, you don't.
Yeah. Like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't play it. And so, you know. you know, me, maybe some others around it, you know, we just started, you know, chanting, what's it gonna take? Like, what's it gonna take?
What's it gonna take?
Both, you know, to free the celestial body, to get Big Thief to play Spun Infinity, like, what's it gonna take? So that was happening, you know, got louder and louder. I don't know who was doing it, but it felt like the entire crowd. It might have just been us.
It was just our corner of the crowd. But I like right. to think the yeah. entire crowd caught on.
Me too. Yeah. And you know, so they come out and they play this like unreleased song.
It was beautiful.
So beautiful.
I cried. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, Adrian brings her brother on stage, Noah, who mm-hmm. was working at the merch table,
mm-hmm.
which we got some merch from. We've got to meet him. And you know, he starts playing the little boings,
whatever instrument.
Right, and you know, Spud Infinity starts playing, and
right.
just the most like bonkers like moment of my life.
No, bonkers is like the only word I could think to describe mm-hmm. it. Also, because then we started chanting Noah, Noah, and people caught on to that for a second, and then everyone was over it.
Right.
But I like to think we had the most fun out of that entire crowd.
Yeah, we did.
Honestly,
we did.
I think we did. No one else was like jumping around.
Mm-hmm. We were moshing to Big Thief. I didn't know that was possible, and it happened, and it was the best thing I could ever ask
amazing.
For.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they came out. I think started with Change. Mm-hmm. That was the first one.
Yep.
Which I thought was a nice start, like a little bit slower, but I love
right.
that song. And
right.
like hearing it live was amazing, and like they're just so good live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I think there's something to be said for like artists that sound exactly the same live
right.
as they do on the recording, but I feel like they sound even better.
They do
live.
Absolutely.
Than on the album.
Yeah.
So
I agree. I think that a lot of concerts I've been to, it's either most of the time it's like they try to like you know mm-hmm. match the album, which is fine. Occasionally mm-hmm. there's like a little change up. And sometimes that's what people want, but I think other times I've been to concerts where they like go so far off of like
right.
what I thought was their music that I'm like, I don't know this song.
Right.
Yeah. But Big Thief, I think in particular, both concerts I've been to, mm-hmm. yeah, they've like done a mix of like some songs that are closer to the recording and they've mm-hmm. done others that they changed completely in a way that makes it better, more exciting or matches the exact energy of the crowd. I'm like, how?
I know. Yeah. Like the long guitar solo during Masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
was amazing. Like, it was just, like, what I needed to hear.
Right.
And it didn't feel, like, too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the perfect amount of, like, you know, veering off the album track.
Right.
But it was, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I think some other highlights, like, Dragon, You Were a Mountain, I Believe in You, like, the song, mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. they made it, like, a like kind of more rock song, which that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, because I think that song from the album, like, personally, is not one I've been, like, listening to a ton. But then hearing it live, I was like, I need to go back and like re-listen to this.
Yeah.
Like, I felt that way about a lot of moments. I was like, whoa, I need to like listen to this song again.
Right.
And reflect.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Wish you could have been there, Georgia. That would have been so fun.
Mm-hmm. Hey, third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll see them again.
Yeah.
Someday. But, you know, we were texting after the show, me and Georgia. And they were like, if I'd been there and seen Gucci, it would have been on site. So maybe it was good that they weren't there, you know, right. but they should have been.
Yeah,
I would have liked to see that.
Me too.
Moment, that interaction between two of the biggest Boston influencers, TikTok people,
mm-hmm.
honestly.
True.
Are you a Baldy?
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously.
That used to be the only reason I went on TikTok.
Right.
Yeah.
Is at Bald Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the only reasons I go on TikTok is to send and receive TikToks to and from Georgia at Ball Georgia.
Right.
If anyone would like to send me a TikTok, I'm at user 319456. I don't know.
Okay, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that could be it. I don't know.
Great.
If anyone has any thoughts on Big Thief, on Georgia, TikTok influencing,
mm-hmm.
let us know.
Please.
You know, I think other than that, we'll get back into the music. We'll talk again at some point. Up next, we have some Lorde songs, just in honor of the other concert I went to last week.
With Georgia.
Yeah. That one was actually with Georgia. So we'll play some songs, we'll discuss, and enjoy Still Sane by Lorde.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Lorde is risen.
On a subconscious level, that's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
same
happy
thing.
Easter,
yeah.
Lorde.
Right.
You get it.
Lorde has risen. Yeah.
Lorde, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Today is my birthday and I'm riding high. Hair is dripping, hiding it, I'm terrified. But this is summer, playing dumber than in fall. Everything I say falls right back into everything. I'm not in the lyrics were still sane. I won't be hurt tripping over on stage. Hey, it's all cool. I still like hotels, but I think that'll change. Still like hotels in my newfound fame. Hey, promise I can stay good.
Every
I'm little, but I'm coming for the crown. No play never make me lose it. All business all day keeps me up a level. All work and no play keeps me on the new shit. Yeah. Keeps me up a level. All work and no play keeps me on the new shit. Yeah. Everyone knows that you're too good for me, don't they? I'm a cheater, I lie and I'm shy, but you like to say hello to total strangers. Shivering pines and walls of color. I can't believe I used to stay inside. But every perfect summer's gotta say goodnight. Now you run through the amber light. I used to love the party, now I'm not alright. Drinking in the dark, take me home tonight. Maybe you're a big star. You're a big star. Wanna take toss up if it's worth it now. Every time I get on a plane, I've got so much to tell you and not enough time to do it in. But every perfect summer's gotta take its flight. I'll still watch you run through the winter light. I used to love the party, now I'm not alright. Hope the honeybees make it home tonight. Maybe you're a big star. You're a big star. Wanna take your picture till I die. Till I die. and I.
Up acid soul, sell a holy Bible from door to door. Used to be stupid, but ain't no more. Might just be stupid to you. Well, I like to drink beer, hang out in the bars. Like busting, don't like cars, don't like presidents, don't like stars. Never had stitches, but I do got scars. Love to go to parties and love my friends. Got no books, just got bookends. Think I'm crazy, but that depends. Don't seem that crazy to me. Well, the story's old, been said before. It's all there is to it, here's some more. A friend coming over from a liquor store. Joey danced till she gets sore. I love my woman and my woman love me. Don't go skiing, cause I can't ski. That kind of thing never did bother me, so shouldn't it bother you? I got an angel of a woman,
Big brown eyes, got friends in the country. An old necktie, love big cheeseburgers, some good french fries. Could go fish, but fish draw flies. Could go swimming if it ain't too deep. Rather to sit here and cool my feet. No, I ain't lazy, cause I don't like to sleep. Might just be lazy to you. Might just be stupid to you. Don't seem that crazy to me, but it shouldn't be bothering you.
Hey.
Hi. What's up?
I have a little PSA for
really?
Us. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I'm brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
I love their work.
Right. Right. So chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Mm-hmm. CFS is real and it can be devastating. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. And honestly, I learned about this in my psych class last
really?
Semester, and it's actually huge.
Okay, what did you learn?
I learned that like a lot of people with CFS are like really super gaslit and like are super like nothing's wrong with you, like you
like just take a nap.
Yeah, like you're mentally you're, like you mm-hmm. you have like a mental issue you have to work through, but it's like not like this actual like devastating syndrome that is like just like very understudied and like has probably a lot more like biological foundation than like mental. So yeah, the psych field has really dropped the ball on this one.
True.
Yeah.
You should tell them that.
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know, I just learned something new.
Yeah.
Thanks for that PSA.
No problem.
Yeah. I mean, I feel tired pretty often, so maybe I should, you know, follow up on that. Anyway, so yes, going back to some of the songs that we've played, just reflecting on the Lord concert. Wow. You know, I know you weren't there, Gabe, but it was great.
I'm sure.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia was really up at the front, pretty much. And me and Tyler were a little bit farther back, but that's okay. Still had a great view. I don't know. It just, like, meant so much to me to, like, see this artist live who I've been listening to since I was, like, 13 years old, like, 12 or 13. And she, like, kept kind of referencing, like, let's dance for our 15-year-old selves and, like, that, I don't know, just that era of, like, okay, 10 years ago when we were all listening to her.
Yeah.
And those of us who still are. Like, 10 years is a long time. It just, it made me think a lot about, like, whoa, like, so much has changed over these 10 years. So that was really crazy. And she kept referring to, like, oh, yeah, I wrote this song when I was a kid. You know, back when I performed as a kid, you know, when she was, I think, referencing when she was, like, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then that got me thinking, like, if I was 13 listening to her, I don't really think of that as, like, a kid.
Yeah.
But I guess I was. I was kind of a kid, you know, listening to all these songs by her. So it was just, I don't know. It was a very, like, emotional concert, I think, for both me and Georgia and probably everyone else in the crowd as well. She did play Big Star live, which is part of why I added it to today's playlist. Because it wasn't on, like, we had, like, found the set list. Like, Georgia sent it to me on Twitter, and it wasn't on the list, but then she performed it. And it was really amazing. It was, like, another moment where I was like, okay, I don't usually listen to this song, and then I heard it live, and I was like, I will not stop listening to this. It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I also think the pairing of Still Sane and Big Star, like, one after the other, was kind of interesting today, just listening to those songs together. But yeah, and then we had Georgia Moon by Shaky Graves. Any reflections on that? That was a Gabe selection.
Yeah, it was. You know, I'm
if you couldn't tell,
I'm a little embarrassed to be as big of a Shaky Graves fan
stan
as I am. I know. But I am, and you know, it just had Georgia in it.
And it was a good song.
It's
I liked
song.
It
yeah honestly, his newer album, I'm like blanking on what it's called, but it's like the 2021 one. Honestly, it's so good. I really didn't give it a chance as much at first because it was a little sad, and I was just like, I don't feel this right now. And also, like, the person who I first talked to about it with was like someone that, like, you know, kind of was a little it was a hard point in my life. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's so good. And I was like, hey, I'm not listening to it then.
No,
but it is. It's very good. I highly recommend it. I think it's a very really really like mature album for Shaky Graves. I think they, like, you know, he's had a lot of fun in the past and like has been, I don't know, kind of silly with his, like, playing around with folk and stuff, but I think this time it felt very from the bottom of his heart. It's definitely more reminiscent of his first album than his last two albums in between have been, which I think his first album might be also one of his best. So, I don't know. Yeah, very, very, very good album.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out. I feel like I usually stumble upon Shaky Graves songs. I don't really seek them out.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'll start to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, and then a Shin song, duh. Big cheeseburgers and good french fries.
Yes.
Of course. Like, why wouldn't we play that?
Right.
Yeah, Georgia, you know, wherever you are, probably your home. hope you're enjoying the show.
Yeah.
And we'll just get back into the music.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Hello again. Just wanted to sign off in the last couple minutes of the show. This is the Granola Girls minus Georgia plus Gabe, and you're listening
Granola
to
Bop.
Granola Bop. Yep, Shoulder Girls.
Mm-hmm, the votes are in.
Yep. And yeah, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Mm-hmm.
This last song that I just played was a crispy Georgia select, yes. As Georgia would say. They sent it to me, and it's good.
So sweet. It was such a sweet,
right?
Little bop.
It is a sweet little bop.
Yeah.
A nice little guitar tune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone who's listening, send healing thoughts and prayers to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you pray on Easter, it's like extra powerful, right?
Definitely.
Isn't that the whole thing?
Yeah.
Jesus will like hear your
prayers.
Right.
Yeah.
Himself.
Exactly. And he'll come down.
He'll go to Georgia's house
and
heal them.
Yes.
Personally.
Exactly.
So get ready, Georgia.
Get ready, Georgia.
For that. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy the last song. Okay.
Peace.
Bye.
People like us, we play with a heavy balloon. Keep it up to keep the devil at bay, but it always falls way too soon. People like us, we play with a heavy balloon. We keep it up to keep the devil at bay, but it always falls way too soon. People like us, we play with a heavy balloon. We keep it up to keep the devil at bay, but it always falls way too soon. I spread like strawberries, I climb like peas and beans. I've been stuck in it so long that I'm busting at the seams. I spread like strawberries, I climb like peas and beans. I've been stuck in it so long that I'm busting at the seams. In the middle of the day, it's like the sun with the Sahara wanna stare me down, forcing all forms of life inside of me to retreat underground. It grows relentless like the teeth of a rat. It's just got to keep on at me. And
and it constricts like a boa on a hose. Nothing flows, so the pressure grows instead of the sea.
People like us get so heavy and so lost sometimes. So lost and so heavy that the bottom is the only place we can find. Get dragged down to the same spot enough times in a row. The bottom begins to feel like the only safe place that you know.
But you know what? I spread like strawberries. I climb like peas and beans. I've been sucking it in so long that I'm busting at the seams. I spread like